Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very prominent misconception about Islam and women is that it is considered that whenever a woman has to travel, she must travel with a mahram. And in this regard, we often come across the issue of Hajj, in which a lady, whenever she wants to go for Hajj, she has to arrange for her mahram. Now, if we study this issue in the light of the Quran and Sunnah, we come to know that this issue has not been discussed at all in the Quran, and its basis is primarily found in a hadith. And there are, of course, a number of narratives which say, I'll just read out to you one representative narrative in this regard. It says that لَا يَحِلُّ الْإِمْرَاتٍ تُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ تُسَافِرُ مَسِيرَةَ يَوْمٍ وَاللَّيْلَ إِلَّا مَا زِي مَهْرَمْ عَلَيْهَا. It is not permissible for a woman who believes Allah and the last day to travel a distance for one day and one night without a mahram with her. Now, if we deliberate on these, on this narrative, and of course narratives of the sort, we come to the conclusion that there are many narratives in the corpus of hadith, in the various hadith books, which primarily contain directives from the Prophet, which relate to the well-being and protection of human life and honor. Now, if we study the Arabian society of those times, we would know that the Arabian society was actually a strife-ridden society of those, in those times. And it was not a safe journey for a lady to travel alone. She would be often ripped off her cash, jewelry, even of her honor at times. So therefore, in order to protect her wealth, her honor and integrity, the Prophet bade and he asked that she should not travel alone, and someone from amongst her mahram relatives should accompany her. So we come to the conclusion that these narratives primarily deal with the protection and well-being of a lady, and whenever this is not guaranteed, of course, she should take a mahram along with her. Another thing which comes to mind is the fact that all such directives relate to the primary reason for which they are given, and if this reason is somehow taken care of, then the directive would not hold. For example, if we come across journeys in which a woman's life and, of course, her honor and her wealth are considered to be protected, then, of course, she would not require to travel with a mahram. So there can be a lot of journeys, and we of course know that in present times also there are journeys. For example, if we travel by air, then the extent of protection which air travel provides a lady is so much that she would not require a mahram for her. So what needs to be considered is that all such directives relate to the primary reason for which they are given. Today, if we think that a lady can still be protected if she travels alone, then this condition is not an eternal condition and it can be stripped off. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ